Nid o'n gof yn bawyd moethus, a'r abyd na belain man.
I'm from a little village called Aberbargoed, which is in the Rhymney Valley. We only have to drive a couple of minutes before we come across Caerphilly Castle, which still looks very impenetrable, even in this day and age. And we have Castle Coch, which is a folly, but it's still very, very beautiful. And then we have the Grand Castle in Cardiff. All my childhood and teenage years, we always holidayed in Wales. Up the west coast to Aberaeron and Aberystwyth. We caravaned in Tenby every year. Well, the landscape in the north has the big mountains. Wales in the south has lots of valleys. It obviously has the coast. Oh, we've got some beautiful coastline. It's absolutely breathtaking. When the sun comes out, it's as beautiful as anywhere else in the world. We get fantastic sunsets, and it's a very pretty place. My family walk everywhere. Field walking, hill walking. Me and my granddad have done plenty of that. We still do to this day. Oh, there's a lot going on in Wales. One thing I definitely say you should do is go down the Big Pit in Blaenavon. It's a national museum and all the guides are ex-miners. So you go down with people who are very passionate about what they used to do, and it's actually quite a fantastic day out. Well, we have the rugby, which is obviously something we are very proud of.
Go see a rugby match when Wales are playing, just so you can hear the Welsh national anthem being sung.
It's lovely when it's sung by one person, but when it's sung by 75,000, it's magnificent.
We're very proud of our language, and it's a beautiful language. I unfortunately can only sing in Welsh. I can't speak it. I didn't get taught an instrument at all. It was just the singing, just the one in my throat.
Tech ach yw na lilyd los, dim ond cael ond llan alt gani, canu'r dydd a'r canu'r nos.
You're invited.